The Lodger by Marie Belloc Lowndes. This unabridged recording of the reading of The Lodger was produced in 2003 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. Marie Belloc Lowndes, the daughter of a French barrister and sister of writer Hilaire Belloc, published The Lodger in 1913. The novel was an instant bestseller and was eventually filmed four times, first in a silent by Hitchcock and most famously as a talkie that won an Academy Award for its star, Laird Krieger. The author was inspired by the serial murders of prostitutes in the East End of London that occurred in the fall of 1888. The killer was never identified, much less apprehended, but became known variously as the Whitechapel Murderer, Leather Apron, and the name by which he is known today, Jack the Ripper. And now, The Lodger by Marie Belloc Lowndes. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness. Psalm 88, 18. Chapter 1. Robert Bunting and Ellen, his wife, sat before their dully burning, carefully banked up fire. The room, especially when it be known that it was part of a house standing in a grimy, if not exactly sordid, London thoroughfare, was exceptionally clean and well cared for. A casual stranger, more particularly one of a superior class to their own, on suddenly opening the door of that sitting room, would have thought that Mr. and Mrs. Bunting presented a very pleasant, cozy picture of comfortable married life. Bunting, who was leaning back in a deep leather armchair, was clean-shaven and dapper, still in appearance what he had been for many years of his life, a self-respecting manservant. On his wife, now sitting up in an uncomfortable straight-backed chair, the marks of past servitude were less apparent. But they were there all the same, in her neat black stuff dress and in her scrupulously clean plain collar and cuffs. Mrs. Bunting, as a single woman, had been what is known as a useful maid. But peculiarly true of average...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?